Shalosh Arba Ve. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Parashat HaShavua is Parashas Nitzavim. Katuv Parasha. A vague phrase, a vague pasuk, a pasuk that's not clear. Ki haMitzvah Azois Asher Nish Anoichi Mitzavecho Hayoyim. Means it's not like beyond you. It's not far from you.
Thank you. It's beseder, it's beseder. I'm tall enough. No? You don't like the way it looks?
Whatever it is.
Okay.
What is mitzvah azois? Ma piush ki a mitzvah azois. Eze mitzvah medubar. Ve eze mitzvah medubar. When it says ki a mitzvah azois, asher anoichi mitzavecho hayoyim. So, Rashi learns it's referring to the mitzvah of Torah. The mitzvah of Torah, of Limud Torah. And the Ramban learns it's referring to the mitzvah of tshuva. Why does the Ramban learn it's referring to the mitzvah of tshuva? Because if you look in the beginning of that parak, it says, Vishavto ad Hashem Elokecha, Vishamata bekoiloi, Vishav Hashem Elokecha shivuscha, Vishav ikibetzcha. It keeps on speaking about tshuva and tshuva and tshuva. So, a few psukim later, ki ha-mitzvah azois is talking about tshuva. That's the way the Ramban learns. Rashi, however, learns ki ha-mitzvah azois medra limud ha-Torah. Why is it, what's limud ha-Torah? Because the very pasuk right before, he says, ki sishma bekol Hashem Elokecha lishmor mitzvoisev chukoisev haksuva b'sefer ha-Torah hazeh. So we're speaking about the focus is Sefer HaTorah HaZeh, ki mitzvah hazois of learning, of knowing everything that's ksuva b'Sefer HaTorah HaZeh. That's the machlokes. So now, if you understand mitzvah hazois, if we're going to assume im naniach mitzvah hazois is limud is talmud Torah, as maybe in him that it says in the pasuk loy b'shamayim hi leimor miyale lonu ha-shamayim. The Torah is not in heaven, that one would say. Who is going to go up and ascend to heaven to bring down the Torah? We understand that. Because where did the Torah come from originally?
From Shamayim.
So one would think the Torah is Bashamayim. And the Torah is Loi Bashamayim. We all know the famous Gemara, there's a machloikis over here about the Tanor, if it was Tameh or not. And there was a Baskol came down from Shamayim. And said that the paskin about the Tanor, to which the response was, Loi b'shamayim hi. Torah's not in Shemayim. The Torah came from Shemayim? No longer. Move on. Aval, if we're talking about tshuva, ki ha-mitzvah hazois is tshuva, Loi b'shamayim hi leimor, miyale lonu ha-shamayim. Ma kesher? Why would someone think mitzvah tshuva is in Shemayim? Why would we think Mitzvah tshuva is... Why do we think that?
As a mazbir, I'm a foreshim. Dover nifla. Baruch ato adinoi lehenu melech olam shahakol niyeb divarim.
The Mephoshim explain that a person has to understand what happens when you do a sin. When a person does a sin, so we think, so it closes a pagam in his neshama, or it gets him like, he gets now, did something wrong, he's going to eventually get punished. But it's much, much more than that, Rabbi Yisai. A person does a chet in this world, and he is mashpia, he influences all of the olamot, all of the mazolois, everything that's going on in Shamayim is influenced by what a person does here in this world. If a person does a mitzvah in this world, so then he unleashes a galactic force in Shamayim. This kochot in Shamayim that are now being unleashed when he does a mitzvah. And when he does an aveira, there is negative, detrimental forces, mekatrigim in Shamayim, that have been created. Now, if a person wants to do tshuva and he wants to wipe that away, how do you wipe away that influence? I got to go up there. Because pogamti shama. I was poigam in Shamayim. So therefore a person thinks, I got to get up there. You know, there's a very famous vort that says, Yaakov Avinu saw sulam mutzav artzav arosha megiyah shalayim vahine malachi elokim oylem v'yordim boy. Malachi elokim oylem v'yordim boy means, everyone thinks they're going up the ladder and down the ladder. But I'm going to say Reb Chaim V'loshen, though I don't remember. Says, Oilim and Yordim boy means the Oilim and Yordim on Yaakov Avinu. Because when Yaakov has an Aliyah, so the Malachim have an Aliyah. And when Yaakov has Yerida, the Malachim have Yerida. So if you want to fix that, you got to go to the Malachim. Therefore, we think you go up there. V'loi me'ever la'yom hi le'mar. Ya'ver lonu. I would think that it's across the seas because, you know, a person did a sin. There's a ripple effect that a person has. A person did something, he's influenced many different people, many different places. Lots of things happen because of his sin. It's not only about me. It's about everyone that I've influenced. And I got to fix that. So I got to basically go all over the world to undo the damage. And the Pasuk says no. Korov, Elecho, Adobar, Meoid, Beficha, Ubelvovcha, Laasoisoi. Ki Korov, Elecho, Adobar, Meoid. It's right here. Beficha, Ubelvovcha. It's in your mouth and it's in your hearts. That's where tshuva is. Tshuva is being present. Tshuva is just right in front of you. Present to do tshuva. Chaim Shmuelet, Shoelet Hashela. קרוב אליך הדובר מאוד, יש כל כך הרבה אנשים שלא עושים תשובה. There's so many people not doing tshuva. How could you say, קרוב אליך הדובר מאוד, בפיחובוך? It's like right here, it's very close, it's easy. It's easy. It's easy? Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, a yisoid, listen to the yisoid, he says, Tishma, a person can be so stuck in his hergel, in his routine, that even the easiest thing for him, just lifting a pinky, is so difficult because he's just stuck that way. Once you break out, and a person is willing to think like, I am going to change. I'm not staying the same. Once a person is willing to do that, it's easy. And he says, that's the pshat, it says, a man, Mekadosh Anish, Amanash, Nitzad, Gomer. Afilu Rasha, Shema Hirer B'tshuva. He says, because once a person made a statement that I'm changing, then already it's like that it's going to happen. Just like that. This is the mitzvah of tshuva in this week's Again, in Machloikis, some Yishanim learn, it's talking about Talmud Torah. We're going to focus on tshuva. We spoke about tshuva last night over here, Rabbi Friedman spoke about tshuva. I would like to share with you some of the interesting ideas about tshuva here in the Sefer Minchas Osher from Rav Osher Weiss. He's a Rav in Ramot. Now, he starts off with the following question. We all know that a person does tshuva and you get to edit the script, the video. You get to edit the video, right? So you do tshuva, and it's gone. It's not there anymore.
Mitzuyam.
So ask the Noyde B'Yehuda, if you edit the video and it's gone, so what would happen if a person does a terrible aveira and he's supposed to be chayiv misa, and then he does tshuva? Now Beis Din is going to take him and punish him. They're going to give him misa. But how can they do that? He did tshuva, and the video, it's gone. It's not there. He didn't do it anymore. So how could Bezdin give a Misa? Why is he chayim Misa? He did tshuva. And you do tshuva, it's gone. It's not here anymore.
Ma'apshat, shu'alat, anoyde b'Yehuda. Mod ma'anyen. Hatirutzim shal ha'achroinim omer anoyde b'Yehuda. Omer kacha tishma.
Ata tzodek. You're right. Be'emet, a person that does tshuva, lo chayav misa. Aval. What would you say, aval? If that's right, naniach, that a person does tshuva is not chayav misa. Aval. Anyone?
How are we supposed to know
really the tshuva? Of course. Every single person is going to, you know, you get bring up the court, he's got the yarmulke on, he's growing his pace already, he's like, you know, I need Rebbe Nachman, I'm there, you know, I'm going to Uman, I got the next flight. He wants out, right? He don't want to get killed, so he's on his way to Uman. You know, Rebbe Nachman's going to pull him out while he's pious, that are, you know, still trying to get them to grow a little bit. Only a sympathizer is allowed to say that. I sympathize, I could say that.
Says the night of Yehuda, Ein Achanami, Be'etzem, we shouldn't kill him, but everyone's going to play that trick. Because everyone's going to play that trick, therefore, we can't do it.
Yeah. So the night of Yehuda says, night of Yehuda says it in this Nusach. The Nusach of Nod Yehuda is because the purpose of Misas Bezdin is why? Why do we have such a thing of Misas Bezdin Bechlal? Let Hashem take care of it. Why do we have it? Because we want people to be afraid, to be careful, to be worried. Right? It says Leman Yishmu V'Yirou. So therefore, it's not going to help. It's not going to intimidate anyone because people are just going to say that they did tshuva. That's the Noi de Behuda says. The Chidah says very similar, just a little different. It says, listen, Bezdin doesn't have a way to know who's the one to do, who's the one not to do. So therefore, Zeris HaKasev are just killing everybody. That's what they say. So now, the Rabbi Yosef Engel also goes al derech, same type of mahalach, and he says, look, this person has a chazokah that he killed somebody, did some terrible avera, that he's chayiv misa. So fake if he did tshuva. We don't know for sure if he did tshuva. So therefore, we're going to go basu chazokah, chayiv misa. So all three of these mahalchim, the Noi de Behuda, the Chidah, and Rabbi Yosef Engel, are all saying that luyei, we had x-ray vision, and we were able to really see betoch libo, deep down in his heart, and see if he did tshuva or he didn't do tshuva, then what? He would be pater. Because we edited the video. That's what they say. Okay. The Gilyoni Ashas asks a question. The Yosef Engel asks the following question. He says, what would you say? It says the Gemara in Brachot. Im ra'isa talmud chacham she'over aveira balaylo al tehar acharov bayoyim vaday osa tshuva. So a talmud chacham that you saw doing aveira at night, vaday osa tshuva. We know for sure he did tshuva. Kachetu b'gemara. As any talmud chacham that does this terrible, terrible aveira that is chayv misa, what should you say? We have X-ray vision. The Gemara gave us X-ray vision. The Gemara says, Vada yasa tshuva. So then you shouldn't get killed. So comes Rav Tzadok, and Rav Tzadok HaKoyen Milublin in a sefer called Takonas HaShovim, and he says different mahalach. Be'malach be'kivun acher, different direction. Says Rav Tzadok Tishma. The editing of the video only happens in Shamayim. What Bezdin has down here is the unedited version. We deal with the unedited version. It's not the pshat that now you make it as if it never happened. Like Afkinu Rabbanon Lekedushin Minei. And it's like he was never married. Zelo pshat. He did it. He's chayiv. In Shamayim, we're erasing it.
We cut it out of the video. But down here, we have, Beis Din has the unedited version. So Beis Din, klape Beis Din, he did it. What does Beis Din do? Beis Din punishes him. However, klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shamayim and Beis Din Shel Mala, it's selected memory. We're mochek. We cover it up. And he brings a Yushalmi, Makas. Yushalmi says the following thing. Shalu lechokhma. Choyte maye oinshoy. Mishachata, what's his onesh? Choyte maye oinshoy. Lomer lehem chokhma responded. Chatoim tirdofra. Okay, they are going to end up getting bad stuff. Shalu lenevua. Choyte ma'oinshoy. They asked Nevuah what should be his punishment. Amar lehem, ha-nefesh ha-chotas, hitomus. Death. Shalu le-HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Choyte ma'oinshoy. Amar lehem, yaseh tshuva v'yiskaper loy. So Chochma wasn't interested in tshuva. And Nevuah wasn't interested in tshuva. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu was interested, because Chochma and Nevuah are down in this world, down here. They don't have, tshuva doesn't help you. Tshuva helps you in Shamayim. Tshuva helps you in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's best in. Up there, when they replay, on the replay, it gets edited. But when we're shooting live, everything that happens stays in place. Now listen to this interesting Shiloh. This is a shaila from the Sefer called Sefer HaNechmad. Piskei Tshuva. The Sefer Piskei Tshuva Simen Ayin Dalet. Yes, what happens if a man does a terrible thing with a woman, has an affair with a woman? It's an illicit relationship. And there's a child born from that relationship. That child has a title. His title is Mamzer. And then the couple or whatever, these people do tshuva. Asks the Sefer, Piskei Tshuva, the child should no longer be a Mamzer because they did tshuva. That's a shayla. What?
Child should no longer be alive because there's no that'd be pretty wild. Did you have him? Where'd he go? That's a good question.
So on both sides, one could suggest as follows. If you say that the din of tshuva is only in Shamayim, down here we don't, tshuva doesn't erase the, when you're running live, the tshuva doesn't erase it. The tshuva only erases the replay in Shamayim, so then kimuvan, down here he's a mamzer. But if you say that tshuva erases even down here, like we saw from the Neid of Yehuda, from Yosef Engel, and also from the Chidah, that they say that tshuva erases even down here, that Bez not going to punish you. Even here Bez not going to punish you. So why is the kid of mamzer here in this world? That's l'chayra, the muvan of the sheva. Again, if the tshuva does not erase the what's happening down here, while we're seeing it live, it doesn't like make it disappear. It's just the edited version is the replay. That's in Shamayim. So down here, for sure, he's going to remain a mamzer. Because we're still shooting live down here. But if you say that tshuva helps even for down here, then we said tshuva helps even to the point that Beis Din shouldn't really punish him. If Beis Din would know deep in his heart he really meant to do tshuva, Beis Din wouldn't punish him. Why not? Because tshuva even erases it down here. So then, why is he still a mamzer? So, the answer is as follows. And this is getting back to Nuchum's question also. If Tshuva really erases what he does down here, so then he shouldn't even be here. He should not be around. I think the answer is as follows. A mamzer has nothing to do with the Aveira. A mamzer is not because someone did an Aveira. A mamzer is just because of the nature of this union. Even if there was no Aveira involved, even if something happened b'oynus, it would still be a mamzer. There's actually a very big debate between Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Satmar Rebbe of a concept called artificial insemination, which means taking the zera of a man and surgically placing it inside of a woman. Taking someone who is not the husband's zera and putting it in the woman. Ramesh said, it's not a problem. And the Satmar Rebbe said, this is a mamzer. What do you mean a mamzer? There's no avera involved. But it's still a mamzer. Because mamzer is not based on the avera. Mamzer is just based on the reality. So therefore, we're saying over here, okay, we wiped away the avera. Avera is gone. Okay, but the kid's not gone. Where did the kid come from? The kid came from these two people who weren't supposed to be together, being together, even if they did it be'oines, even if they did it, we don't see an avera at all. The fact is that it happened. That's where the child's from. That's where the child's from. The child's DNA is mamzer DNA. That's the nature of the child. Therefore, that's not going to change. Okay, Rabbi said, there's different dargas that we speak about when it comes to tshuva. There's darga of tshuva me yira. Tshuva me yira is tshuva that a person does because he's afraid of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tshuva that a person does because he's afraid of getting punished or because he's already been punished and he doesn't want to be punished more. And there's something else called tshuva me'ahava. Tshuva me'ahava is when a person is yearning to reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk says in this week's parasha, Kisoshuv el Hashem Elokecha v'chol levovecha u'v'chol nafshecha. The pasuk is saying with all of your heart, that's not tshuva me'ahava. That the pasuk is saying a person can return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he just becomes aware of all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for him. He has such a ahava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such an appreciation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he wants to reconnect. And I think that the avodah that we have in these days, as we're getting close to Rosh Hashanah, and during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the avodah is to be nisboinen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chasadim. To be nisboinen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness. And how lucky we are. How blessed we are. How much bracha we have in our life. A person appreciates that, so then he's overcome with a feeling of a desire to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A feeling of regret, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so kind. How could we not reciprocate? The avodah of the zman of tshuva is to feel and appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. We do that, we'll be zoich every one of us to the Shavta, Hashem Akecha, we'll be zoich to Ashivenu, Hashem Elecha, and Nashuva, Chadesh Yameinu, Kekedem, have a good Shabbos.
Shabbos, I'm going to be in the Shabbos.
Have a great Shabbos.